I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. Welcome to For the Record, a show where every week I raid my record collection, grab a record, and we do a deep dive. My name is Jacques, and spinning this week on For the Record, an album that marked a comeback, the likes of which have not been seen since. It sold all the copies, it won all the Grammys, and it featured all the artists. Spinning today on For the Record, Santana, Supernatural. First things first, much like the confusion with Blondie, Santana is actually a band, not a solo artist. It was formed in 1966 by Carlos Santana. It has since gone through a million and one lineup changes. He is the only constant, he is the boss of the band. So from here on out, if we refer to Santana, odds are we are referring to Carlos Santana. Anyway, back to the album, or rather the lead up to the album. Things were not great for Santana. The two previous albums, Milagro and Sacred Fire, live in South America, did not do well as far as sales and charts go. A fresh start was needed, so Carlos Santana, he went to his record label president, told him he has a masterpiece album in him, but that the label was wrong for him. So Santana left the label, and with his newfound independence, him and his manager went looking for a new label. And then it started. No one was initially interested. See, this was the mid-90s. The pop scene was about to explode, the Britneys, the NSYNCs, that kind of stuff. So, who's Carlos? Who's this old guy? Eventually, Arista Records and Clive Davis, who originally signed Santana way back in the 60s, decided to give him another chance. But he wanted to see the band live before he did that. The reason why Clive Davis wanted to see them live? Well, to see if they still had a commercially viable attraction. Clive was impressed, but he had two conditions for Santana before signing him. Here's Clive Davis.
One, that you're hungry. And two, that you really want to be on the radio. So I would propose that you take half the album and you do your Latin rhythms influenced by African roots and blues and rock. And I will never submit to you material that's not integral to who you are. I will go to people who are influenced by you. We made that arrangement that I have half the album. He has the other half the album.
It might sound a bit like Clive was going to rip the soul out of Santana's music with a whole radio-friendly approach, but this was right on track for what Santana also wanted. Santana expressed his desire to produce more radio-friendly songs with stronger melodies and lyrics that appeal to a broader audience, to show that he was adaptable to the times. Santana's Supernatural had a million and one cameos by other artists, and one of those was Wyclef Jean of the Fugees, but in a writing capacity. The song is called Maria Maria. When it got released, it shot to the top of the charts and even got a Grammy Award, one of many, many Grammy Awards for this album. Don't worry, we'll get to the Grammys in a bit. Spinning now off Santana's monstrous album Supernatural, co-written by Wyclef Jean, here's Santana featuring the product GMB, Maria Maria.
Ways to make it better in my mailbox is an eviction.
After listening to the song, it sounds so awkward to just name it Maria Maria. So instead, off today's For the Record Santana Supernatural, that was Maria Maria. Wyclef Jean co-wrote the track. His approach to writing? A simple one.
With Carlos, I knew all I had to do was show up. I showed up with a pen and pad, and Carlos just walked in. And then I went on the piano, and I said, yo, I got it, just the vibe. Because I knew his energy would draw the vibe.
Went down and freestyled the whole thing. It was like, what you felt was what you got.
He plugged up his guitar, and then it was over.
Did you know in 2007, Carlos Santana worked with chef Roberto Santibanez to open a restaurant chain named after the song? Welcome to Maria Maria's Table for Four. I want to take a look at the chart performance of this monster of an album. It got released on June 15th, 1999, and reached the number one spot in, and bear with me, Australia, Austria, Canada, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, as well as Sweden. And then the big charts. Number one on the European Albums Chart, the UK Albums Chart, and of course, the US Billboard 200. Fun fact, this wasn't the first album by Santana to make it to number one on the Billboard 200, but the last time it happened for them was with the album Santana 3 in 1971, making it the longest gap between two number one albums. 28 years in total, which as I have it, is also a Guinness World Record. We can talk full sales figures of this album in a bit, but just to put it in perspective, Arista, the record label, they had planned for an initial shipment of 125,000 copies. But then this little thing started happening, this friction, this interest on the album. And through word of mouth, that initial shipment of 125 rose to 210,000. And then, by the first week of June 1999, after the record label issued a sample sample album to promoters, it jumped from 210,000 to 350,000 copies. The album wasn't even released yet, and there were already requests for 350,000 copies. The eventual sales on this album? Yeah, it makes 350,000 look like 35. One of the more closer-to-home famous names appearing on the album is Dave Matthews. Yeah, as in Dave Matthews of Dave Matthews Band. Do away with that American accent, we all know you were born in Joburg. No, I'm just kidding, but I will say this about the song he performed on the album. It's called Love of My Life. If anything, it sounds more like a Dave Matthews song featuring Santana than the other way around. But isn't that the mark of a truly great musician, being able to adapt to someone else? Spinning off today's For the Record, it's Santana featuring, from the Dave Matthews Band, Dave Matthews himself and his drummer, Carter Buford.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. For the Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me 50 bucks and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Santana's Supernatural. The hype around this album was so big that even before it shipped out, the initial shipment of albums had increased from 125,000 to 350,000. 350,000 is a laughable amount compared to the eventual sales of this album. But before we take a look at that, I just want to remind you, Santana's two previous albums, Milagro and Sacred Fire, sales were bad. Sacred Fire only sold like 30,000 copies, and Milagro, well, I couldn't really find sales figures on it. It sold so poorly, these figures aren't available. And then Supernatural, on June 15th, 1999, got released. Just a quick reminder, 30,000. 30,000 was the last album. Supernatural eventually ended up selling over 30 million copies. Can we just please stand up and recognize this is without a doubt one of the biggest comebacks in musical history. 30 freaking million. There were weeks, as in plural, where this album would sell over 100,000, 250,000, 500,000 copies per week. And as you heard earlier, people around the world loved it. It hit number one in all corners of the globe. Also, with 30 million copies sold, needless to say, this was Santana's highest selling album. I love the vibe of the album. If you're in a mood to have a good time, then the feel, the groove, the beat, the Latin rhythms, all of it, it just comes together so well and puts you in that mood to feel that way. But even great albums need that slow song. Introducing Everlast. Rapper, singer, and songwriter, probably best known as being the frontman for hip-hop group House of Pain. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. Man, that song is such a vibe, Jump Around by House of Pain. And yet, Everlast's song, Put Your Lights On, is probably the most personal on Santana's Supernatural. Here's Everlast.
Probably one of the most personal songs I ever wrote. It was written right after I had a major heart surgery and came really close to dying, and just like was coming out of that whole state of mind of realizing that I was gonna live, you know? And that's like with the whole Put Your Lights On. It's kind of about hope, but it's coming from a really dark place, so, you know, and really questioning a lot of your beliefs and affirming, you know, stuff in your soul. You know, it's real deep to me.
The song was completely written without any input from Santana. Well, initially, eventually he would lay some guitar over it. But how it came together is in 1998, Santana called Everlast and asked him if he could contribute a song for Supernatural. Everlast suggested Put Your Lights On, and according to him then, Santana loved the song, and from then on, everything went very fast. Coming up, let's talk Grammys. Spoiler alert, I think Supernatural won every Grammy ever on the night. If there was a Grammy for the best, cleanest studio because of sweeping, it probably won that as well. But we'll go into a bit more detail later on. Spinning off today's For the Record, Santana's Supernatural featuring Everlast, Put Your Lights On. Cause there's a monster Santana featuring Everlast, Put Your Lights On. Let's talk Grammys. In the year 2000, at the 42nd annual Grammys, Santana's Supernatural won a disgusting amount of awards.
And the Grammy goes to... Wait a minute. Supernatural, Santana.
Okay, cool, but now imagine that, but a whole bunch more. The awards for Santana's Supernatural on the evening were as follows. Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals, Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals, Best Pop Instrumental Performance, Best Rock Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal, Best Rock Instrumental Performance, and Best Rock Album. 9 Grammys in one night. And there's a funny reason why Santana's Supernatural didn't win all its nominations. Let's take something like Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. Santana and Dave Matthews, they were nominated for Love of My Life, but they didn't win. So, who did they lose to? Well, this is where it gets weird. They lost to Santana. Santana lost to Santana because he was nominated twice in the category of Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals. That is in-freaking-sane. Santana's music and his spirituality have always gone hand in hand. And of course, his weapon of choice, the guitar. He is the man, the myth, and the legend, Carlos Santana, in an interview with songwriting partner Wyclef Jean.
Whenever we hear Santana, we know it's you. Where does this sound come from?
Everything comes from God, and everything returns to God. We are just like a hose. People are flowers, music is the water, we're a hose. You know, and anyone who gets in the way, you know. But I like the language of like... And when I hear that, man, I hear... All the John Lee Hooker, Jimmy Reed, Lanny Hopkins, the cats who had no idea what fake or anything could be like that. I mean, they were just, it just oozes out of them. And I'm like, damn, I adore this music, man. You know, and so to play guitar from something that you love, it's not fabricating or making something artificial, superficial, disposable sound bite. We want to do... completely memorable. You know, in order to do that, you have to, like, take a walk with you and Marvin Gaye. Take a walk with your fingers, with, you know, people that you love.
So it was, of course, only fitting that in and amongst the artists performing on this album, with Santana being this revered hero in the guitar community, he had to feature another guitar hero. I am not here to over-explain. Instead, I just want to play this song. Off of today's For the Record, Santana Supernatural, it's Santana featuring the one and only, from bands like The Yardbirds, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Cream, Derek and the Dominoes, as well as his own monumental career, on the song The Calling, it's Slowhand, aka Mr. Eric Clapton. Thank you. For the Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, Santana's Supernatural. If there's been a recurring theme on this episode, it's how big the album was. Absolutely huge. 30 million copies sold, 9 Grammys won, topped the charts all over the world, and even had a restaurant named after one of its songs. I don't doubt the album was going to be huge, but my goodness, when they chose the lead single for the album, they chose well. This was the song that caused the initial shipment of 125,000 albums to be increased to 350,000. Again, the rest of this album is absolutely amazing, but this song is without a doubt the rocket fuel that propelled Supernatural into space. It's Santana featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth. Smooth was originally conceived by music producer Ital Shur as a song called Room 17, but he wasn't happy with it, so the lyrics were stripped off, and then he gave the track to Rob Thomas, who rewrote the lyrics and the melody, retitled it Smooth, and then recorded a demo to play for Santana. Rob Thomas, right? You know him. Matchbox 20. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. Santana heard this version of Smooth and loved it, and he decided, Rob Thomas, you did the demo, you might as well just record the final version. Which, had he not, could have turned out very different, because Rob Thomas initially had this guy in mind to sing the song. George Michael. Of the 9 Grammys that Supernatural won, 3 went to Smooth. And Rob Thomas, he is only too happy to talk of the song's success.
I'll talk about it till the cows come home, as long as, you know, I wake people up to talk about it. Hey, let's talk about Smooth.
Smooth was massive. 12 consecutive weeks at number 1. It stayed in the top 10 for more than 30 weeks after that and remained in the top 100 for a further 58 weeks. And something cool that happened with Smooth that no other song can claim, well, at least not for the next 976 years, is it held the number one spot from one millennium into the next. When the clock struck midnight and Earth rolled over from the year 1999 to the year 2000, Smooth was currently sitting at number one in the charts. At least that way, if the world was going to end, we got a pretty kick-ass song playing us out. So speaking of playing us out, not the world ending, no. Instead, we're going to end today's show, the biggest song off of one of the biggest albums of all time, and ending today's show For the Record, where we took a look at Santana's Supernatural album. Please enjoy Santana and Rob Thomas with Smooth. My name is Jacques. I'll catch you next week, same time, same place, for another episode of For the Record.
I hear you whispering the words, melt everyone. girls forget about it.
For the record on Nova 103.5.